So great. Welcome, everybody, to the call on the Activation Mastermind Groups. And this started off as an idea just because I know that as you lead something, as you facilitate something, that's when you really, really get it. And so I got this idea of having, like, study groups for this level of the membership. And then it just kept moving. And I know that one of the ideas that I had had, you know, as I was creating this program was, wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody came out of here not only with, you know, their business lined up and ready to launch, but actually in a mastermind so that you could continue the movement and continue the growth. And for me, a lot of what I've seen of the most powerful movement in business has been around folks who are in masterminds. And a lot of people actually that do really, really extraordinarily great are folks that sign up for these high-level programs. And what I've heard from most of them is that it's not so much the content of what the person is leading them around, but more importantly, it's the connections that were made and the masterminds that were created. I hear this also at all the live events that I go to. The most salient feature, the most important takeaway that everyone has are the relationships that are created. And those relationships are key in launching your business. It is part of my model, and I do believe that is the new model of business. It's everywhere, no matter where you look. So I want to get us started. I'm leaving the call on interactive. So if you're in a noisy background, just make sure it is star six if you are in a noisy background, because this is a very interactive kind of call. And it really is about connection. It is about creating, and it is about weaving what is possible over the next 6 months together. So before we get started, let's just do what we do. Let's just take a moment to connect. Take a nice deep breath and exhale. And I really don't need to lead you through anything at this point, though I could. But just choose to connect at a much deeper level, at a much more expanded level than you have experienced before. And notice that all that you need to do at this point, we're at a different place. You folks are not waiting me to lead you through a shift. You are the shift. You are the point of power. So just feel the amping up and the up-leveling of connection. Thank you. Yeah, so at this point, we're peer-to-peer. Even though it may seem like I may be a little bit ahead of the continuum in terms of the things that I've implemented and the things that are working in my business, know that every one of you that is here because you're ready for that leap in your business, and you've chosen to work with me and with one another, because it's no accident that this specific group has come together, because this is what's going to position you powerfully. There was a call to you that you answered. And so these groups, this way of working, is another way to really move the energy of your business. So my whole idea with these activation, there was very intentional, this name, because Mastermind just felt too old paradigm and flat for me. But Activation Mastermind, for me, really illustrates what I see occurring energetically in these groups. So take a moment. Let's take a moment, and I want everyone to toss out whatever you think these groups are, whatever you think a facilitator means in this group. Let's just set it free. Let's release it, and let's create what we want now. I've had ideas. I got together with the folks that actually answered my call a couple of weeks ago to say, hey, does anybody want to lead one of these groups? Let's just toss it all out, and let's just create it spanking fresh and new right now. Take a nice deep breath. And exhale. And whether you've, you know, volunteered to be a facilitator or whatever, whether you were like, I never heard that call. whatever, just whoosh, done, gone. And let's just feel the energy of potential for this idea of an activation mastermind group and what that might look like and feel like. And feel the energy of this idea just as a feel. Take a nice deep breath and exhale and let it ripple from you and from each one of us and feel the collective field that we are creating as we play with this idea, wanting to be in connection, wanting to move our businesses to the next, wanting to have a space where we can articulate, play, bring up the stumbling blocks that are actually potential in little packets. And just feel what kind of an environment, what kind of a playground would call you powerfully, not only to receive, but to give, to offer, to be of service to one another. And notice how that feels. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And notice out of all the folks that you've heard are in this program, in this group, whether you know one another, not or yet, we've heard each other's voices on the phone already. Notice who are the people that you think would just be the sparkliest people to play with, whether your markets are aligned or not, whether you do the same kind of things or not. Just notice who would just be a blast to play with over the next 6 months. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And notice on these calls, on these gatherings, some of them might be in person. Some of you are close enough to one another that you might want to play in person and meet at a cafe or meet in a park one day and just have like a big zhuzh activation time together. Notice what that play might look like. Notice the kind of things that occur when we come together in these groups. And notice whether the groups are solid or whether they are fluid. Whether there may be times and days when the groups get together, and whether you may have a home group, and then whether you might want to visit and play in some of the other groups sometimes. Just feel. Feel the flow. Feel the edges. Feel what's possible. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And so just let it all kind of percolate. And what we're going to do is we're just going to go around and check in. And I'd like to hear from you. Of course, I certainly have ideas. And those of us that came together on the phone a couple of times in this answering of the call to facilitators also had ideas. And so I'd like to hear what this new creation is, and let's just create it now. Let's just have it occur. So who'd like to go first? Who'd like to check in?
Well, it's Sheila.
Hey, Sheila.
I don't think I live close to anybody, but a Florida retreat for anybody that wants to come down and play and stay came up for me.
Awesome.
Where's that?
Sheila, I think Paul asked where you are.
I'm in southeast Florida, on the coast between I'm in Boynton Beach, between West Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale Airport. And I've got space in my home, and I'm in wonderful nature environments that are very close to me.
Yeah, I think I may take you up on that, Sheila, because we've been talking about it. So that sounds like a wonderful idea. I love that. Yeah.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Anyone else? Well, not anyone else. We're going to check in all around. because this really needs to be a collaboration.
I'll go. This is Susie.
Hey, Susie. Thanks.
Hi. Okay, the surface level is all those things. I'll just get them out of the way, support and coaching and help and new ideas and all that stuff. And then more real for me when I felt into it, it felt like being held, like a place where I was held when I felt into being in a group.
Mm-hmm.
And the image that came to me was hands to hold, like learning to walk.
Mm-hmm.
To hold your hands so you can learn to walk. Or when I was a little kid, I'm going to cry, when I was a little kid, learning to ride my bike, and, you know, like my parents or the housekeeper or who was bigger than me that volunteered to run beside me and kind of hold the two-wheeler so that I could learn to ride a bike. It feels like that, like being able to reach out my hands and hold on to someone else's hand as I'm learning to walk and ride my bike. And when I felt into giving, that just, my heart just vibrated, I don't know, something, you know, with, full of love for it, which really brings me close to tears, like a place of really giving a lot of love. That's
awesome.
And I love your idea of being able to visit other groups.
Yeah, that just popped up as I was, you know, connecting.
Because I know that every group is going to be fabulous in its way, and I kind of, you know, while I love the idea of creating real sort of ongoing relationship with a small group, I also hate the idea of not creating relationship with all the other people in the group. So I love the idea that of it being open, that we could visit other groups.
Awesome. Thank you, Susie.
This is Joanne. I'll go next.
Thanks, Joanne.
Okay. Yeah, there's lots popping over here. A couple of things. One, similar to what Susie said, I also felt like a holding, and one of the images that came for me was this feeling of feeling and a seeing of incubation. It feels like a lot of us have been incubating for a while and are ready to give birth, and yet we don't need to do that alone. And I'm not excluding the men. Y'all play a primary part in giving birth, too. But there's a way, like, that we get to give birth together and then, like, raise our babies together, you know? Like, whatever it is we're putting out in the world, like, we don't have to do it alone. And I see, too, the word celebration is coming up. Like, it feels really important to celebrate one another on the journey to, as I mentioned the other day, really, like, dig deep into what are the treasures that they have been buried or maybe sparkling a little bit, but we haven't been quite ready to bring them to the light of day and to really support one another in bringing them to the light of day. And, of course, I see this all in a spirit of play. Like, I was sharing with a client yesterday that, like, when we make mistakes, what if we just said, ta-da, you know, as opposed to, you know, as opposed to judging ourselves. And I can benefit from that probably the most, because I can get into perfectionism, but, like, really have it be a playground where we encourage each other to stretch beyond our wildest dreams and then say, ta-da, when we fall down. So, yeah, I feel very excited about all of this. And the last piece about visiting other groups, I kind of had this idea, like, if we were meeting, it'll be up to the groups, I guess, to decide how often to meet, but say if we were meeting weekly, that maybe there's, like, a home group that, you know, like, I was thinking about school, like, we have a, what do we call it, home?
Home room.
Yeah, like, we have a home room, or maybe a playroom, that sounds even more fun, a playroom, where we are for the first maybe 3 weeks, and then on the last week of the month, we take a field trip, and we get to go visit other groups.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, really have it be fun and playful, and yet also a place where we're moving forward and giving birth.
Yeah, I like that. And I love the ta-da, ta-da, whenever you make a mistake. I love that.
Here, I've been to share with that. My creativity coach has a saying, make a mistake, ta-da!
Awesome.
I can even take a picture of my little book here from working with her.
That's
all
great.
It's all about the ta-das.
Yeah, like a reminder, if we're making a mistake, it's because we're taking risks, we're doing new things,
right.
We're stretching. So,
yeah.
That's what I see. I'm very excited.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Renee, do you want to go next? And
sure.
Yeah.
What's exciting for me was...
Who is this speaking?
This is Renee.
Oh, okay. Hi, Renee.
Hi. I missed the earlier information, so ta-da, mistake, I'm here. What's exciting for me about this is taking it to another level. I will be co-facilitating with Seuss, and I thank her immensely for that invitation. I've been doing this stuff individually, and the last time I did it on a co-level was when I was in training for organizational systems work, where we did co-facilitation over an entire weekend. So I am looking forward to seeing what comes up from forehand.
Awesome. Thank you, Renee.
Well, this is Tanya.
Hey, Tanya.
Hey. it excites me to know that there are so many of us that are gathered together, and I know the term is used a lot, but of like mind, of like spirit, that we are in a state of evolution and joy and bliss, and that feels good to me. I look forward to actually talking with, interacting with, and embracing each and every one of us that are on this call and in this circle, and should the circle extend and expand even more, then so be it. I'm here in Georgia with Joanne, you know, so I definitely like, you know, being able to meet up with people in the flesh, because, you know, I love to hug, you know, so that's definitely a good thing. And I like the idea of the retreat, Sheila, you know, going to Florida. Yay. That sounds
great. You're the two of you can drive down and anybody else from there. Cool.
Road trip.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Tanya.
Yeah, no, all of this feels really good. And I know that we are on the edge, you know, as Joanne said, we're giving birth, okay? And in us giving birth to another part of ourselves, because I see in my own life what's happening. I see a restructuring. I see a shifting, and I'm like, oh, I was over there a minute ago. What happened? You know? But with something new that comes into your mind, more information, if you will, that's downloaded into your spirit, then you're shifting. And as we're all shifting and evolving in our space, it's to hold hands is a wonderful thing. To support one another is an even better thing.
Wonderful.
And I like that.
Wonderful. So we all have buy-in to the connection and the support. So I would love to, moving forward as we check in, thank you, Tanya, darling, is any specific ideas that you have about the group structure, anything at all that you got? So,
is Linda?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Linda.
You're welcome. I was just listening and being with everyone, and the ta-das, which I love also, reminded me of a concept years ago when I was working with people. I created the phrase YARFI. You are responsible for yourself. And as you take more and more self-responsibility for, I'm going to use me at every level, as I'm responsible for my self-awareness, my mental, my physical, my spiritual health and well-being, you get to YASME, which is, and you have to see the action I do with it. YASME is, you ain't seen nothing yet. The more and more responsible I am, the more and more I love my life. And that was something that really caught on with people, and I am aware of that every day. So as I'm responsible for me and invite and allow and share and weave with others their beautiful gifts, and we become responsible within that, the energy just keeps growing. And so that really sings to me. For me, the very first component of a group in my work with people is safety, and knowing that what happens in that intimate group is confidential, so that people feel that they're held in this ball of light and love, and know that it's a welcoming place to be who they truly are. And from that essence, the awareness within someone that this is a place that they no longer have to hide, and they'll be held in that safety net, is vital to the way I work with people. Also, lots of love and play and laughter and joy. And in your beginning introduction, Adela, I don't know how this might happen, but what I saw, playground I'd love to join in with people after we connect more deeply, is having a great big race and tumble and play in Central Park, because I've never seen it.
Oh, that would
love that.
That's good with me.
That's a great idea.
And I also love the idea you had, Joanne, of I forget your exact words, but like the home place and then the field trip. Mm-hmm. That's intriguing. Flow is really important to me.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Linda, you're just, oh, Linda, we're like twins separated at birth here at this point. Because a lot, you know, as I'm finding myself trying to really create the most expansive environment, I realize that one of the things that, for me, I think that I could shift in is trying to do too much. Because I can't do it. This is you. So this, I love your acronyms, Yurfi and Yasni. They are now my own too. Thank you very much. Absolutely. And one of the things I'm counting on, because this is what I know is true, and it's some of my points a little bit later on, is that you all are so capable of creating a dynamic playground where you can show up brilliantly that you really don't need much guidance. So we just need to have some exploration and agreements, and everything will move organically and dynamically of its own accord. And the key things there are, you know, being responsible for yourself and, you know, who you bring to the playground. And so I'm going to speak a little bit, just a little bit about that after we check in terms of, you know, how I would run my group. But everybody, I think this is what's going to be really important, is that you run it your own way and that you get to play with how and that it's a collective creation. It's not just one person facilitating. One person, I know that unless somebody is responsible for something, usually when we work in a group environment, the energy can get really wonky. So that is my idea behind the folks who are facilitating and co-facilitating, is that somebody is responsible for the energy, for bringing things together, for helping people just really step gloriously into all that they can be and each of the times that we come together. So thank you, Linda. Who's next?
Hi, this is Sus.
Hey, Sus.
And hi. I love all the metaphors that I'm hearing. I love the joyful foundation, the play foundation. Yes, we are all doulas, or midwives, or mid-husbands, if you will. I like hearing the idea of the village raising our children together. Joanne, you speak my language. How do I see us working together? It's about collaboration. It's about supporting each other. It's about exploring deeply, and that's kind of what I'm all about, is depth. I know Renee is the Renee has a crystal clear she very, very quickly gets the whole picture. I see the depths and things. And I think that, you know, while we're having fun, it's also really important that we, that within the groups, that we really help each other explore where we haven't gone before, so that we don't miss a beat. We don't want to leave a stone unturned as we develop our visions and bring them into life. I think that that can be done in a really fluid way, because we all within this tribe, even those who have entered more recently, I'm not sure exactly who is in this group, but I think that we all feel embraced by each other. The trust is already here, so now it's time to become creative together, and that's what I'm really looking forward to. We have been holding hands. Even those who've just come in, I'm sure you're feeling your hand held. We've been embracing each other, and now it's time to really get living together, and we can do so magnificently. In terms of structure, and well, I think I have talked about the structure a little bit. I see meeting at regular times. It's going to be very collaborative in my mind. Again, facilitatorship doesn't mean that there's someone shutting people up and you know, it's not leadership in the original sense of the word. Adela has been using the word weaving, and I love that word. It's just that we have a big loom and we're all adding our stuff to it. There's just perhaps someone kind of clarifying and pulling it together more, and I like the idea also, the wording that Adela is using, of someone sort of being in check of the energy within the group, also to make sure that everyone gets as far as they possibly can.
Thank you, sis.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Who's next?
Well, I guess I'll go.
Thanks,
Paul.
Paul.
Here. Okay. Well, it's not easy for me to talk at this point because nothing was that clear. I'm excited about the whole process of actually entering deeply into it and discovering and getting myself together and actually having this happen in my life. But I do have to admit that along with that excitement, there's a certain amount of trepidation and fear going on, because I've tried to do this a number of times and haven't been that successful. So there's that little voice in the back of my mind saying, you know, can I really get this done? Is it really going to happen? You know, that's my stuff. So hopefully the group will allow space for that. I mean, I'm all for play and having a good time, and I think that's great, but at the same time, you know, I think there are possibly, certainly for myself and maybe for some other people, some heavier types of feelings that need to be honored and given space for in the group, and also to allow maybe a space to really not know what to do, so that something can surface, something fresh and completely unknown can come out. So that's going to require some courage and a willingness to, well, you know, in your language, Adela, is sort of to take deep breaths and just be there and maybe certainly let something spontaneous really arise. I guess that's it for me.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah. Yeah, I think that, and I know someone's trying to speak, so let me just say real quick, yeah, things will come up, and I think that a lot of what you're talking about, honoring, you know, the experience and allowing things to unfold, is definitely a part of what I see will be occurring. And I think that when we talk about, you know, celebrating and having fun, it's not so much like, yay, let's have some fun, you know. I don't think it's that. I think it's more of having, you know, and you're an actor, so you know, it's having that creative flow be the through line that you ride on things. And that does call for an opening to where there's discomfort, to where those thoughts come up, because, Paul, you're in the perfect place. The fact that those thoughts are coming up, that's if they're not coming up, I'd be concerned. I'd be concerned. And these groups, we are going to be experiencing discomfort. You are going to come on the calls, and you're going to be experiencing why haven't I, what WTF, my favorite acronym. I have no clue. Sometimes you're going to write and do these exercises, and it's going to sound like a whole bunch of yada, 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 blah, 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 and there's going to be no spark in it. And that is part of the process. So thank you for bringing that up, Paul.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And somebody wanted... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Paul.
Just a small follow-up was that I see the having a good time or sense of humor as being a sense of lightness.
Mm.
And a sense of joy, which doesn't necessarily manifest in huge laughter or anything, but joy in just relishing the situation in a positive way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul. And I think there were two people there that wanted to comment.
Linda?
Go ahead, Linda.
If I could just speak for a minute, Paul. I hear you. By choice, I have always worked with men and women. I believe that we're all part of the whole. One doesn't exist without the other. For many years, I did very deep work with people, and the words I would use then within myself were having a gift of helping people walk out of the fear and come home to love. The fear being anything that makes us feel less than or wanting to hide, and love simply coming out into the light of who we truly are. So I've learned to hold people's hearts very, very gently, if that's any help.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
This is Sue. And Paul, yes, I'm right with you. I think that compassion and understanding and acceptance of where everyone is at is really important as well. And I can certainly imagine, I can imagine a lot of meltdowns as we go through this because it doesn't happen. We don't expand like this without having those, and those are what those are the transitions, those are the growth spurt. So there'll absolutely be space for that within whatever group you join, I'm sure.
Thank you, sis.
Could you say who the facilitator
is? I was just about to do that. We are so in Toonie Rooney, as we say. And actually, what I'd like to do, even as we're checking around, I'd actually just like each facilitator just to say, you know, a couple of words about, you know, just introduce yourself. I know that a couple of you have decided to work together, so you may want to, you know, go one right after the other. You know, anything that you might want to say about the group, and just let's try to keep it brief because I'd like to keep this call to an hour and I'd like for all of us to check in. So who'd like to go first? Which of our facilitators?
This is Joanne. I'll go ahead and jump in.
Go ahead, Joanne. Thank you.
Okay. First of all, I want to just honor also what Paul said and what it reminds me of and what I feel is really important in the mastermind or activation group, rather, is it's about letting all of our voices be heard. And when I say that, I don't only mean all the voices, you know, each individual in the group, but all the voices within each individual. So I really appreciate you, Paul, bringing up the different voices that are happening within you, because I think sometimes it can be easy to marginalize certain voices that maybe aren't as popular or whatever. You know, like if everyone's saying rah, 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 and then there's someone that, you know, feeling more of the fear, it could be hard sometimes to bring that forward. So part of what I see as facilitator is really bringing forth the different voices, and then we get to choose which ones we want to engage in. A little more about me. Let's see what feels important to share. I have been part of other mastermind groups for a number of years, off and on, and there is just a magical power in them and coming together with other people with intentions, even if we're not sure where we're going, to just have intentions that will lean into the support of the group and into the bigger energy of the activation, I think is really powerful. And my style that I see using in the groups is, as Adele said, yes, I'll be the one, you know, just bringing us together and being mindful of the energy, and yet one of my strong intentions is to really call forth the leadership of everyone in the group. So I may be the facilitator, and yet I see all of us really stepping into leadership and co-creating in a way that really brings forth the best in each of us. Background a little bit, I've been coaching for about 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, something like that, and let me just check in and see if there's anything else that feels really important to share. Just recently when I was asking some friends what are the three things that I do brilliantly, some of the feedback that I was getting was, one, that I'm a space of no judgment for other people, that there's a lot of safety for people to bring whatever it is that they have. The other piece that seemed to be recurring was that I bring an energy of play and wonder and childlike curiosity. And then the other recurring thing was that there is something in my voice, is what I was reflected, that's very grounding for people and that brings them to the core and helps them get connected with their essence. So that feels like enough to say about me, and honored to be able to be part of this process.
Thank you, Joanne. That was brilliant. And I like sharing those things that people loved about you. Those are great. That's really powerful. Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sheila.
Okay, so we've got Sheila and then Seuss.
I'm smiling, Joanne. Thanks for bringing up the three things about being brilliant. I first looked at that, and my thought was, I don't even know five people. How can I do that? And it was wonderful. I sent out 13 and got 10 back. Just amazing. And what was creativity, photography, creating connection, support were things that stood out. I was trying to look for the universal plane. Paul, I very much appreciate what you said. I've been in the same place and probably, you know, still am to a great extent, and I'm looking forward to this group for, it's like I've been looking for it all my life or all my business life or whatever. I just see the connections, the total trust in Adela and the people we're working with, and I think it's a great opportunity for building trust, and I'm looking forward to an amazing shift by the end of 6 months. That's, and thank you for sharing that, and I go from, am I a leader, and of course I know I'm a leader, and back and forth, and so publicly, Linda, I'd like to either co-facilitate with you or just give up being leader or facilitator and being your group.
I don't think you can wiggle out of that one, Sheila.
And one of the things that I'm great for, so anybody knows, is, and people, several people have said, is my noticing the missing and attention to detail. Not that one has to be detailed, but somehow I just instinctively pick up on what's missing and needed and empower people. And I, this round for the next 6 months, I'm concentrating on coaching. I've used photography for inspiration. I've done an amazing job there, and now it's time to be in my brilliance there. And in trials and in many sessions I've done, I've gotten just people have become unstuck and out of where they were. So I'm looking forward to playing with you all and learning and growing.
Thank you, Sheila.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And you are brilliant. I've experienced your brilliance numerous times. Thank you. Who's going next after Sheila Seuss?
Yeah.
All right, Darby.
Well, I am, my thing is peace. I'm a mediator, I'm a facilitator in the mediation sense. I'm a life coach and I'm an energy worker. My brand name is Your Guide to Peace. And so here is my thing. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. So that's how I see the group that I'm going to be in, that we are not going to be judging each other. There is no judgment. We're going to be supporting and helping and co-exploring and co-creating, each, yes, indeed, being responsible for ourselves. I see a lot of growth potential in this. When I talk about peace, that goes for internal peace as well as peace in external relationships, and that is what I've been told, that that I bring peace. I'm also a practical person. I have a background in international corporate banking and finance, and you can't spend 13 years in that field without being a little hung up on procedures. But that's more to me about getting the job done, really getting someplace, having progress, making sure that we don't idle too much is important to me. And I also have a lot of common sense. And I think that's probably it. I will be co-facilitating with Renee, which is really exciting because I think we'll work really well together and she will give her introduction.
Thank you, Suze.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Renee, do you want to go next?
I was going to say, was that the curtain opening?
Yes, it was.
All right, stepping out. This is Renee, and I'll start with the common experiences of where I'm really great, which is being funny, caring, and creative. And I did an exercise with F for five, so the other two for me were engaged and focused. So what I bring is that I bring years of experience doing mostly large-scale work on change, the last 10 years of which have been, no, the last 4 years, let's say the last 4 years have really been more one-on-one or small group work. So that's where I get excited, because in the group, so much more can happen. And I was part of a group the past couple of days where I made declarations. And it's scary, or I'm scared, I forget the it. Yeah, that's the other thing. I pay real close attention to language and the experience of using words and what happens immediately when you say something, both to yourself and to the people around you. So what I would love to work with here and what I'm here for is deepening a sense of trust and a net where there is no net.
Oh. That sounds very compelling, Renee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm known as the agent of calm.
How perfect, you and Suze together. Peace and calm.
Then I could say, please come.
Yes.
Please come. Getting me started on language is probably fun and not appropriate for this very moment, so that other people go forward.
Thank you, Renee. So who'd like to go next? We've got Linda and Tanya, whichever one of you ladies.
I think I heard Tanya.
Okay. Yes, I wasn't sure whether I was on mute or not. What I am going to share now, for many years I have enjoyed in one way, shape, form, or fashion inspiring, uplifting, and encouraging mostly women to be their dynamic selves, to hold their heads high, and to tap into an inner energy that makes them feel really good inside. I've done this through either dance or through fashion shows or through one-on-one consultations and sometimes within group form as well. I facilitated a shamanic priestess training here in Georgia as well as taught at a metaphysical seminary school, various different classes there, and currently doing the Diva Dialogue, and as far as inspiration is concerned, and some of the things that, you know, people tell me that I'm really good at, what's sparkly about me, and I thank you, Joanne, for, you know, inspiring that part, is that I have a very soothing voice, and that I give great hugs, even great cyber hugs, you know, and that I have a way of saying the right thing at the right time, sharing the right thing at the right time for someone to go to a deeper place within. Also, energy worker, Reiki, Karuna Ki, and, you know, different things like that, and intrinsic shaman. Okay, I like my shamanic work. I like the chants that come through me. That is part of a soothing medicine, a soothing, sweet medicine. You know, so what I bring to the table is whatever it is that someone comes to me for, that I feel that I can share with them. Honestly and authentically, I will do that. If at any time that there's a sense that I'm not the one, then I will say so, and I will say, I'm not that doctor. There's another one for you, and I will, you know, guide you in the direction that I'm guided to guide you in.
Thank you, Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
Linda?
Yes. First of all, Sheila, welcome to the group. You're more than welcome to join, and thank you for that. I think what's important for people to know about me is one of my deepest value systems is a Taoist concept that I learned many years ago, which for me is the best way for me to do is to be it. So if who I am and how I live my life attracts someone to me, then that is how it's meant to be. So I'm always, through self-awareness, looking inside, checking what's happening in me, and living as close in alignment to my truth as I know. My youngest years, I've been guided by my spirit. So I'm constantly aligned to that. I have I'll share part of a book that people have, for many years, I should be writing, and it's probably in my piles of journaling. It's just not paper yet. But it's something about my upside down, backwards, inside out, just perfect life for me, which is how I have lived my life. I've never done anything by what society thinks. I've done it in the minute, following and learning and shifting. So I've been lost. I've been in the place of being found bit by bit by bit. I've been a mother. I've been a home builder, a renovator. I've lugged cement blocks. I went to gather and garner my education and weave it into my life as a single parent to become a guidance counselor. That gravitated into a business administrator, and now I do, I don't know what it's called. I'm a life adventurer doing soul coaching, integrating all my gifts into intuitive art and photography, etc. What I'm told I'm very, very good at is my deep listening skills. I hear so often, thank you simply for hearing me. And in that hearing and seeing, I now have the gift to see the beauty of other people's hearts and souls and help them to see that in themselves and bring that out into the world and into their life. I have titles, whatever the world gives me. The most important part of me is who I am in the minute. It's the people that I am with, who I always see as my equals, because we're all co-creating together. There is no right and wrong. There's only opportunity and experience from which we can all move forward and share our gifts and our joy in the world. And that's what's precious to me.
Thank you, Linda. So there you have them. So we've got four groups. Joanne is leading one. Tanya is leading another. Sheila and Linda, I'm not sure if you're co-facilitating. You guys need to figure that out. Or if, you know, Linda's leading the group, just let me know. And then we've got another group with Susan Renee. So I'd love to hear from folks who have not checked in at all any thoughts that you may have around the groups, because we did stop to introduce the facilitators. Anything that you'd like to include into the weave, because I was just going to go a couple of minutes into some thoughts that I had that I just wanted to share with you. So I know we have a couple of people that haven't checked in.
Hi, Adela. This is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
I haven't checked in at all, but I have been on the calls. I'm really excited about this mastermind concept, and the whole idea of the groups and the facilitators is really perfect for my life right now. I'm in a major transition and just getting ready to move to another city at the end of the summer, and I feel like I'm jumping off a cliff. But I want to thank you and the other members of this group for giving me the courage to just completely take the leap and, you know, reach out. It's going to be like a new chapter of my life. So I'm very excited about that.
Wonderful. It sounds great, Pam. So I know you've been on the calls because I see your name. So I know you've been here. But it's so wonderful to hear you, Pam.
Oh, thanks. Well, it's really, you know, it's given me a lot more courage, too. I've just been so withdrawn and everything for the last year and a half, having gone through some very, very difficult challenges in my life. And this is coming out of that shadow now, and it's just really, really exciting. So I'm there. This is a perfect time for this whole adventure, I think.
Well, welcome to the adventure, and I'm glad that everyone got to hear your voice, and we look forward to hearing you more. Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Nancy, are you still with us, Nancy B?
Yes, I'm here. I agree with, there's not much to add on what's going on. I see, I absolutely see incubation. I look at this as what we're doing as a metaphor of bringing a play to fruition on the stage. And that's my thinking before Paul is an actor. So there is something common there. My daughter's the drama teacher. I've been backstage mom for 30 years. I know a lot about group dynamics, although I'm always on the outside looking in. So this is my chance to be on the inside. And in circle before the show goes on stage, magic time of sharing the energy and allowing everybody to speak, which is what I see as a small groups. There's been tiny little groups of running lines for 6 or 8 weeks or however long, and of the director, the facilitator, bringing out the best in each person so that their 30 seconds or 5 minutes or 2 hours on stage, the shining light and the best that they can be. And at the close of circle is always crossed hands and transferring the energy. It starts with the director and ends with the director, but it's a circle, so there is no beginning and no end. It's a joined energy, and that's where we are and where we will be. And at the end of 6 months, the shout of hooray that we give to this world is going to everything.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Wow, that was gorgeous. Thank you, Nancy. That was perfect.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
This is Linda quickly again. I'd be honored, Sheila, for you to join with me in whichever way feels comfortable for you. If you would like to clarify that now or later, you're just very, very welcome.
I was going to give you a call. No, I'd like to be co-facilitator. I'm part of the group, and I also land up leading in groups anyway, so I think we do a great background. For anybody interested, I'm well-versed in internet skills and social media, web, and technical kinds of things by default.
Yeah, Sheila is a powerhouse of resources and technical know-how. She helps me all the time.
It's all perfect.
I'm telling you, Linda, it's all perfect. So thank you, Sheila, for clarifying that and for boldly stepping into it, darling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thanks for doing all this, Adela. You are to me, you're an answer to prayers.
I'm so glad.
Everyone else too.
I'm following the energy, guys. This is what feels. This is how I work. You guys are no stranger to me now, so you know how this goes. This really, part of what I want you to experience is this experience of working collaboratively, of leaderfully stepping into your own energy, being it, and supporting one another, and witnessing the brilliance and magnificence of one another. This is what's going to bring us more speedily into it than anything else, because it's very hard to see our own brilliance. It really is. So I see these groups as being the lifeblood of this program, because you are it. So thank you, Sheila. Lori, are you still with us, darling?
I am here.
Yes.
Yes. I have no idea how many people are even on this call.
14.
Whole group. 14 of us.
Okay. 18 in the whole group.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just really was plugged in the beginning when we were talking to depth and stillness and listening within and energizing what we find there. And I've so related to things that everybody has said, and I know I'm in the right place. I don't know what I'm doing here, but I know I'm in the right place. So here I go. And I'm really looking forward to this journey. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lori. Did I miss anybody? Okay, it's important not to be missed. No brilliant person left behind whatsoever. Cool. I think everyone spoke. This is really important that each one of us, because as you know, and as many of you already, a lot of you are already doing very similar work, you know, the speaking, the languaging of what's occurring is so important. That is what's going to help move things. So two of the main things that I want to be happening between the calls is working on your worksheets, and I've got more coming your way. And again, the worksheets, this is the thing with the worksheets. It's a plaything. It's a way for you to start capturing some of these concepts, some of these ideas, so that we can come up, so that you can articulate a message at some point. And I see us as actually working with this. Next month, we're going to be working with the nuts and bolts, which is around the technology, but I actually see us working through this through the next 8 weeks. Michelle Nerey's program is an 8-week program, and so I'm going to be feeding you things, and then you're going to get to be playing with them in your groups. The other thing that I want to see happening, so two things, working on your own, doing the worksheets, doing the percolation, doing the, you know, the digging in your on your own, and then working with one another. And so working with one another is going to take two formats. And it's taking me way too long to get the technology piece together, so I'm going to resort today to Old Faithful Yahoo group.
And the reason I'm going to do that is because we really need to be in connection. We really need to be in conversation. We need to be putting stuff out there. I want to start helping you guys. I want you guys to share, you know, the what you got back from that exercise of what you're brilliant at. I want you to start getting to know one another, get your emails so that you can start doing these one-on-one coaching sessions with one another, because that's part of what needs to be happening. I would like actually each one of you to coach everybody else in the group. There's only 18 people. For me, that would be like the ultimate goal. If not, at least 4 to 5 other people, I would say, at a bare bones minimum. Because every time you speak your message, every time you get coached, you're going to get more and more stuff. It's going to stop sounding like blah, 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 you know, and some juicy stuff, some real stuff, that stuff from your depths is going to be able to come through. So I'm going to create a Yahoo group. Actually, I already have a Yahoo group. I'm just going to rename it, invite you all. There's only 18 of us, and so I see us just everybody interacting on the Yahoo group. You can choose whatever level you want to engage. If you just want to check the things on the web, if you want to receive a digest, if you want individual emails, you know, you choose. But I just want one place where we can all interact, because that's the most important thing right now. We really need to be in interaction already. I've got loads of exercises to share with you that I've gotten through the Essential Message, which are priceless. And so we've only just begun, folks. The call next week, the Q&A call, is going to be an opportunity for me to coach you. So I want you to already have been in percolation and have done some of this stuff aside from your worksheets, that you will take the time to start articulating this. If we need to add some extra sessions to that, because I have gotten a bit of a late start with the technology and all that stuff I've been running into with trying to get this set up in the best format, I can do that. I don't have a problem doing that. I do want to individually coach everybody, at least give you an opportunity to articulate your message with me, and this will be an ongoing thing. This is the most important piece, period. Everything else gets built on this. If you don't go deep enough, your business will not be sustainable. You'll be waffling. You won't have the fuel. You'll get totally, like, confused and thrown off. Once you tap into the message, as a matter of fact, I found, I don't know how Michelle Naray found this post of mine. He probably searched for Essential Message, but I wrote a post at the beginning of January about how you know you've tapped into your Essential Message, and I'm going to share that with you guys so you can see it again. But this is what everything is built on. My business really started moving once I got naked for real. And it took me a really long time to get naked. And I like to think of myself in it as open and expansive. So isn't that a big ta-da moment? So really, just really digging deep, just making pretend like you're an archaeologist or you're going on an adventure and you're going for this deep find. A couple of you have already shared about buried treasure being one of your metaphors. So this is going to be really, really key, this deep engagement, this connection with one another, the constant, you know, on the Yahoo group, the sharing. You're going to get percolated. You're going to get sparked. The more that each one of us steps into this and fully engages it as much as possible, the stuff, the hoo-ha is going to come up. If it doesn't come up, we're not going deep enough. So the hoo-ha is going to come up, and not only your colleagues and the folks who are in, you know, your groups are going to support you, but I want to support you. So I want to have a forum where as the stuff is coming up, I can address it, not only on the calls, but in between. So I'm going to send you all invites to the Yahoo group today, because that really just is going to be the easiest way, and we need to be in communication right away. Each group is going to have its own unique energy. So I'm going to ask you whether my language of energy shifts resonates for you or not. If it doesn't, it doesn't really matter. On some level, I resonate for you, and this group resonates for you. So just tap into whatever mechanism you use to intuitively connect with what's aligned for you. And when you choose your group, and this will be like, you know, your home group, your play group, you know, just check in and just see which is the group that's going to bring you to your most potential. It may not be the most comfortable group. It may not be, oh, I love that person or whatever. It may just be something that says, this is the group for me. And, you know, you can try on a group. let's just say that the first month, you know, we try on the group. And if you want to try another group, I say that, you know, I like the idea that that Joanne had, that, you know, for 3 weeks. And I do envision these as meeting weekly, by the way. That's just my own idea. But each group can create their own structure. But my idea is to really be engaged. This is full immersion, you know, deep engagement. This is the way you're really going to move in 6 months. You're going to move up really quickly. And a lot of it has to do with the group energy. So no pressure, but I'm just letting you know that the more that each one of us engages, the more that we can all get out of it. I know that many of you who have experienced my Conscious Energy Shifts program, where I'll have 80 to 100 people on the line, you know the difference when there's a huge group of people that are aligned with an intention, what that creates for us. It's the same here. So, here are some of my suggested guidelines around the groups. Engage potential, not the problem. So no commiserating, no, oh, poor so-and-so, no. You want to hold someone up into the most expansive. You want to bring them, elevate them into the most expanded perspective. It doesn't mean that you don't share the blips, that you don't, you know, share what's occurring. However, I want you to engage the energy of it from its potential of what's possible. There will be moments when you just do need to be with what is, but pay attention to how it feels. If it pulls the energy down, I would say it's not the most powerful use of energy. Even if you're experiencing difficulty, there is a difference to the energy that will open you up to flow where things can move of their own accord. And so I'm going to ask you to really be alert to the energy in your group. And so this is mostly going to fall on the facilitators, but everyone is powerful in these groups. But I'm basically, you know, the facilitators, basically, when it comes down to it, the buck stops here with you in terms of the energy. So no old paradigm, compassion and caring. This is caring and compassion and connection from the most expanded perspective that's going to bring you into more of who you really are and not who you've bought into being in the past. This is your own creation. Make your own agreements, you know, in terms of time and frequency. I do suggest weekly, however. In terms of a, and here's a thought, too, that you might want to play around with, even though we have facilitators. It's probably something that should be entertained about taking turns facilitating the actual group, because there's something that occurs within you when you step into the practice of something that you get the experience in your bones. I was just at a week in this workshop, and it was around these powerful presentations that my friend Elizabeth Feltz does. And she's got a sequence in terms of making presentations so that people come away having learned and knowing something as instead of, you know, it just being another workshop. And a lot of it is the practice. You do not embody knowing and information until you practice it. So that might be something that you want to consider, or at least facilitating certain pieces of it. In terms of, and so for the facilitator is responsible for the weaving of the energy, the leaderfulness of everyone, and basically holding the reins of the group in terms of communication, in terms of facilitating the discussion, in terms of, like, the buck stops here. So in terms of a framework, you might explore, again, this is your own creation, but a skeleton of a framework might be a check-in. And a check-in, one of the things that I did when I attended the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, when we coached people, we were encouraged to start off our sessions with what's new and good. Doesn't matter what your language is. One of the things that is a huge shift is most of us are trained to talk about what's not working. And so there's plenty of that conversation going on. So it's powerful to bring our focus to what is working and to notice what is. So in coaching, sometimes we call this, you know, sharing our wins. So I think that's a really good practice. I don't do that because I do energy, and energy already gets you there. So whatever, if you want to lead a guided meditation, whatever is your style, and I would encourage you to play and to be present to the moment and what wants to move through you. because this is facilitation from a different perspective, and you can be a really dynamic facilitator, and this is your opportunity to play with that. Then everyone gets to share and take a turn being supported, coached, the practice, whatever it is, and then a debrief and a check-in at the end. That's just like a general framework. Those of you that have facilitated before, feel free to go with what's coming through you. I'm just offering this as a suggestion for those of you that may want some support around that. The other thing is that, you know, we will be we're looking to explore what's going on in the content, but here is where this is going to be priceless. There are going to be things that I didn't plan for, that I didn't put into the curriculum, right? So it's important to know what those things are that are occurring. So as a facilitator, as a group, as you find something that hits, if somebody brings something up and you get a hit that this is the way to go, you go with it. Right? So a lot of this is you can't plan for. And this is where the good stuff is really going to come in. This is the laboratory of life. So whatever is occurring, aside from whatever the content that you may think you're covering, be open to what wants to move through the group in the moment. And the other thing that you might want to do also as a group, as an energetic thing, is that whatever your group gets, share it with the group at large. And energetically, you can do that. So when you get something, when somebody has an aha, when somebody's got a win, when somebody's got something, it's awesome just to have it like just ripple out to the group so that we can all get that energetically. We're going to move a lot quicker that way. You know, we're multi-streaming beings, whether you buy into this or not. I buy into it in a big way, and I've experienced it in a big way. So we can be getting collectively the movement of each one of us, and it will contribute to the individual movement of each one of us. So that's about all that I have to share with you. I've got questions to support you in the one-on-one coaching sessions that I'm going to share with you on the Yahoo group. For those of you that may, you know, may not necessarily be trained coaches, or even, you know, if you're a coach and you just want some ideas, I'm sure you'll have your own. But I've got some questions that you can play with in those one-on-one coaching sessions. So that's about all that I wanted to share for now. I'm really excited, so excited about this. You have, well, I think you have an idea. But I'm very excited about this, and I'm excited at the level at which you are showing up and the level at which you're engaging. The fact that 14 of you are on this phone call is extraordinary, and I just want you to know that. So any questions, thoughts, comments before we sign off?
I have a question.
How do we sign up for the group?
Okay, cool.
That too.
All right, so who had a question?
That's Susie.
Okay, Susie.
And Renee.
And Renee.
I just want to clarify, are you suggesting that in addition to our group calls with you and then our mastermind little calls that we, smaller group calls, that we also have like one-on-one calls with each other to do coaching?
Absolutely.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
Okay, my question, I'm sorry, Susie, were you finished?
Yep.
Okay, question is, okay, you said there are 14 people on the call. How do you know that?
Because I've got instant teleseminar.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She is at energy work.
That's right. I just knew there were 14.
Okay, I was just going to say, was that an energy thing?
Well, and I'm also counting, you know, check-ins and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so for those of us who don't have that.
But there are free conferences, free conference lines that do have that feature. And
I have that on mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so this is what's great. We can start sharing all these tools with everybody so everybody can get on the same page.
Okay, I have a conference line, and I don't find out until later, so I could switch.
Yeah, and they also have all have capacity for recording and all of that. So.
Right, I've done that. Fine, thank you. We'll learn.
Or okay.
Folks can put in the new Yahoo group those resources that they have.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's my idea. I mean, I've got another platform, but it's not happening fast enough for me, so we're just going to go with the Yahoo group right now because we need to get into action. So thank you, Renee. Was there someone else?
Yep, Lori. How are we supposed to sign up for the group?
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send an email out. I'm going to do it all via the Yahoo group.
Okay.
So you'll get instructions via the Yahoo group how to do it.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to interrupt. This is Joanne, and you'll have a recording, as usual, for people that weren't able to be here today.
That's yes, right. Ma'am.
Thank you.
Yep. I'm recording as we speak.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Well, it's you. I'll put out verbally just so you see. Renee, freeconferencing.com also offers, for those of you who do teleclasses, also offers the opportunity for people to use Skype to call into the conference call.
Oh, excellent, Sheila. Thanks.
Renee, that was in one of the emails that I forwarded to you, one of the early ones. So check that out. Sheila gives all the instructions.
And you do see the back room, which is so much fun.
Awesome. And what I'm going to ask you to do, Sheila, because some of us have already been sharing, like, information and tools and all that kind of fun stuff, you're going to find that Sheila is, like, a storehouse of all kinds of information. I'm going to ask you just to forward that email once the group is created, just so that folks have it. Yeah. Thank you.
And I'll use Yahoo. We can also use Yahoo in the file section for setting up lists of resources also.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't have to go back and search through emails.
Yeah, I'm a veteran. Actually, Sheila and I are veteran Yahoo users, so we'll be able to make the most out of Yahoo for this group right now. It's just the easiest way to go.
Thank you.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for helping to create this weave even more powerfully. I really appreciate each one of you and who you're stepping up into being and how you're just showing up. It's glorious, and this is going to be an exciting time. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Peace and love.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.